Let's welcome our next two contestants, Jess Banks and Paul Rayburn. Paul, you're an actor and director.
Yes.
And you were once in the Full Monty. Did you go Full Monty?
We certainly did.
All right. How was it?
Revealing.
Revealing. And Jess, interesting job, a game publisher.
Yes, I work for a local game publisher called Atlas Games. We make cardboard and role-playing games, most of which with a somewhat bent sense of humor attached.
That's like game night with the family. That is
right.
Beautiful, yeah. Just get all, who needs therapy?
No, exactly.
So this game is called Grammatically Incorrect Songs. Wait a second. Are you telling me that there are songs out there that do not follow the fourth edition of Strunk and White's Element of Style?
I know, it's hard to believe, but sometimes rock and rollers don't pay a lot of attention to grammar. So what I'm going to do, contestants, is sing some songs with glaring grammatical mistakes in their choruses. You have to ring in and tell me the original, grammatically incorrect line. I will correct the line.
I've been waiting for you my whole life.
Okay, here we go.
There is nothing that is wrong wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere to go, but don't you make yourself at home and stay with me. Don't you ever leave. Lie down, Sally, rest you in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to?
Paul. Lay down, Sally.
Lay down, Sally is correct.
Yeah.
Sally's all about consensual conjugation. She's not going to do it.
Wow.
Unless you get it right.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, because you mean that much to me. I'm not too proud to beg. Sweet darling, please don't leave me, girl, don't you go.
Jess.
Ain't too proud to beg.
Ain't too proud to beg, that's right.
I got a gal who's always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. Gonna walk right up to her gate, see if I can set her straight, cause I want her. Gonna ask her, are you not my baby?
Paul. Is you is or is you ain't my baby?
You got it.
Yeah.
This is your last clip.
God had a name, what would it be, and would you call it to his face? If you were faced with him in all his glory, what would you ask if you had just one question? What if God were one of us, just a slob like one of us?
Jess.
What if God was one of us?
That's right. Art Chung, what happened in that game?
That was a tie.
Holy beans.
So we are going to a tiebreaker. What 1984 film's theme song features the grammatically dubious sentence, who are you going to call? Paul?
Ghostbusters.
Correct.
All right, that could have been either of your game. Jess, thank you so much. Paul, you'll be moving on. So ask me one more final round at the end of the show.